From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At least three children are dead and more are in the hospital today after an attack on an Amish school in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. A man with a gun barricaded himself inside the one-room West Nickel Mines Amish school this morning. He let the boys go and took the girls hostage and began shooting them as police prepared to storm the building. By the time police got inside, the shooter had killed himself. Commissioner Jeffrey Miller of the Pennsylvania State Police Department spoke to reporters.
I was at the scene. I didn't enter the building. I was able to look in the building, and it's a horrendous crime scene. It's just, you know, and one of the children died in the arms of one of our troopers.
Reporter Scott Gilbert of member station WITF joins us now from rural Bart Township, Pennsylvania. Scott, what more can you tell us about what happened this morning at the West Nickel Mine School?
Well, at this point, we're learning that shortly before 10 o'clock is when all of this began. And it was when it was at that time when they say 32-year-old Charles Carl Roberts IV walked into the Nickel Mine School. And after he had backed his pickup truck up to the front of the school, and police say it was a very obviously premeditated attempt and of taking hostages. That was his intent from the beginning, they say. And they also say there's a lot of evidence that he never planned on leaving that school alive. He backed his truck up. He took in wood. He barricaded the doorways. He then, but not before, allowing, as you mentioned, the male students to go along with some adults, leaving only between 10 and 12 of the female students behind, who he then bound several of them, and all of them were told by police. All of those female students were shot.
You say all of them were shot. There's been some confusion today about how many children were killed and how many were injured. What more can you tell us about the victims?
Those numbers are fuzzy even here at the scene as well, as police say that some of the bodies have yet to be removed. Even during a recent press briefing, Commissioner Miller had mentioned that he wasn't sure whether there were 10, 11, or 12 female students who were affected in this incident. They hope to have more of that information nailed down in time for a press briefing later on this evening.
It's been reported that the shooter, Charles Carl Roberts, as we understand, is not Amish. Have the police given you information about why he did this, why he targeted female students and the Amish in general?
Only very sketchy information about that at this point. They say that there's no indication that he targeted the school because they were Amish, but the police say that he did appear to target this school because perhaps if for no other reason that it was an easy target. Police have said very little about a possible motive other than to say that it may very well have been to exact revenge for an incident that happened 20 years ago. Now, that's when he was 12. Police have not expanded on that, and they, in fact, declined to do so and to give details as to what that incident might have been that 20 years later could have led to the events of today.
We've seen pictures of the schoolhouse, very simple one-room schoolhouse in an almost pastoral setting, and we've seen people milling about in front of the school. Have you had a chance to talk to people about how they're handling this tragedy?
I have. I've talked with some Amish folks here, some non-Amish folks alike, and it just seems like one very large community where everybody interacts and everybody does know each other, even though there is quite a bit of space in between the houses out here in the middle of the country. It's as serene and peaceful as you can imagine, but it's so deceptively peaceful out here today because the people are all gathering together trying to really come to grips with what's happened, and they're unable to do so at this time. There's just a look of utter shock, and you cannot get a true reaction out of them because you realize that as you speak with them, they haven't had time to react to this yet.
Thank you, Scott. That was Scott Gilbert of member station WITF.